Dictation for Robert Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, December 1949. Address as a letter to Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Piron, P-I-R-O-N, hyphen, Campbell, C-A-M, P as in Paul, B as in boy, E-L-L-P-A, 584-0307. Dear Mrs. Piron Campbell, consultation for Mr. Robert with chronic kidney disease. He just moved within the last 1 year from South Carolina to Michigan. He denies being aware of kidney disease. He discontinued smoking about 5 years ago and has gained a lot of weight from 170 to 197. Has a good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. Does have hemorrhoids, however. Overall, good flow, urine, and volume. No major nocturia, incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. A stable edema. Minor numbness. Sounds like sciatic on the right side. Minor stasis changes. No claudications or open ulcers. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies fever, minor dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, uses inhalers as needed, no oxygen or TPA machine, no orthopnea PND, some problems of insomnia, restless legs. Next paragraph, past medical history. Used to take blood pressure medications. When he moved to Michigan, stopped all medicines. He denies diabetes. He has coronary artery disease with a prior bypass surgery. He's not aware of valve arrhythmia pacemaker. He's been told about congestive heart failure, no rheumatic fever endocarditis, prior TIA or stroke, but no sequela 4 or 5 years ago. Long-term history of epilepsy, grand mal type, since 1970s. The last episode more than 10 years ago when he was not taking the Dilantin. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, or kidney stone. He still has his prostate. Next paragraph, surgeries, carpal tunnel, bilateral, 3-vessel bypass surgery. The vein donor was from the left forearm, bilateral length implant for cataracts, a benign cyst on the left shoulder. Next paragraph. No allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, Dilantin, aspirin, Lipitor, occasionally Naproxen, prior lisinopril discontinue. Next paragraph, he starts smoking. In the 1970s, one pack per day for about 40 years, discontinued 5 years ago, no alcohol abuse, no family history of kidney disease, review system otherwise is negative. On physical exam, 67 inches tall, 197 pounds, blood pressure, 180 over 84, repeat 160 over 82, has cataract bilateral, no teeth, no dentures, decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no neck masses, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, a systolic murmur without radiation, overweight of the abdomen, no liver, spleen, or palpable masses, trace peripheral edema, non-focal. He also seeing neurology Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, because of the seizures. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from March. Creatinine 2.3, previously 2.1, 2.2, representing a GFR around 29-30, anemia 11.2, low platelet count, which is chronic, normal white blood cell, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, an increase of alkaline phosphatase with normal bilirubin, high triglycerides, low vitamin D, low free T4, normal PSA. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B to 4, underlying hypertension, kidney ultrasound, and Doppler to be done for renal artery stenosis obstruction and urinary retention. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Takes presently no blood pressure medications. Update chemistries before decided for treatment. I probably going to use calcium channel blocker Norvasc. Update the urine for blood protein or inflammatory cells. Notice the anemia, thrombocytopenia, and abnormal alkaline phosphatase from liver disease. Has low vitamin D25, has low free T4. He has prior smoker and COPD abnormalities, but no oxygen. He has prior coronary artery disease, but no evidence of decompensation of CHF. Discuss with the patient and the doctor the meaning of advanced renal failure. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. We will manage anemia, potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Altogether, patient has 5 daughters and 3 sons, although apparently 2 already passed away. We'll follow with results, end of dictation.